This is Radio Nepal. I am Sri Zana Basthula with the news, the headlines first. Cabinet announces long-term plan to identify and resettle genuine landless people, says relocation to be done in coordination, not by force. More than 30,000 Nepali citizens return home from West Asia following conflict in the region. CIB arrests 9 individuals, including former minister, in Public Procurement Monitoring Office system. And U.S. envoys Witkoff and Kushner to visit Pakistan for Iran-related talks. Now the news in detail. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Susmit Pokhrel, has stated that settlements of landless people along the Bagmati River are at high risk of floods and disasters and therefore are being relocated to safer locations. Speaking at a press conference held yesterday at the ministry to make public the decisions of cabinet meeting, Minister Pokhrel stated that relocation of settlements is being carried out as a part of disaster preparedness and will be moved to safer locations in coordination with the Kathmandu Metropolitan City. He said riverbank settlements will be relocated in coordination, not by force, with a long-term plan to identify genuine landless people and ensure safe resettlement ahead of the monsoon. Likewise, the government also announced 1 million rupees relief for the family of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who died in Gaza while studying in Israel. Minister Pokhrel said the parliament session was postponed to ensure adequate business before it convenes, as the government will finalize agendas and procedures for the smooth functioning of the house and is not in favor of introducing ordinances. In the meantime, the government approved a procedure to return savings of troubled cooperatives and decided to implement the public Kuti land misuse report. Likewise, several bills for submission to Parliament, including amendments to the Nepal Special Service Act and the House of Representative Election Act, has been endorsed. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has said the government will identify genuine squatters and ensure their permanent management by providing land at the earliest. Taking to his Facebook page, the Prime Minister said efforts are underway to find a long-term solution to the problems of landless squatters and manage their settlements properly. Noting that in access to safe housing as a basic right, people living along riverbanks are forced to flee during flood each year, he said relocation from riverbanks is necessary to ensure safety and improve the Kathmandu Valley's drainage system. The Prime Minister added that settlements, including those in Thapathali, are being relocated safely without the use of force. He also reiterated the government's commitment to its election pledge and 100-day plan to address squatters' issues and prevent encroachment on public land. Meanwhile, a writ petition has been filed at the Supreme Court challenging the government's preparations to evacuate settlements along river banks and other public places. According to Supreme Court spokesperson Arjun Prasad Koirala, 11 people yesterday registered the petition. The District Administration Office Kathmandu and Kathmandu Metropolitan City had earlier issued notices asking residents of such settlements to vacate the areas by 7 p.m. Friday yesterday. The petitioners have urged the court to halt the eviction process until landless quarters are properly identified, verified and provided with alternative arrangements. More than 30,000 Nepali nationals have returned home from West Asian countries following the outbreak of conflict in the region. At a press briefing yesterday, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs Ramkaji Khadka said around 21,000 Nepalis returned from Qatar alone. He informed that 87,819 Nepalis have registered their status through an online portal launched after the crisis, while over 1.72 million Nepalis are currently working in West Asia. The government has resumed issuing labor and re-entry permits, which were earlier suspended due to the security situation. Efforts are also underway to secure the release of Nepali national Amrit Jha, detained in Iran's Hormuz area. Furthermore, spokesperson at the Ministry Lok Bahadur Paudel Chetri said of 10 Nepalis in Iran, 2 are returning home while 8 have reported they are safe. Meanwhile, 612 Nepalis stranded in online scam centers in Southeast Asia have been rescued with repatriation arrangements underway for additional individuals. Leader of Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and former Minister Bikram Pandey has been arrested on charges of unauthorized access to the Public Procurement Monitoring Office system and altering tender details. Spokesperson at the Central Investigation Bureau CIB of Nepal Police Shiva Kumar Shrestha yesterday shared that leader Pandey Tanka Kumar Shrestha, a proprietor of a construction company, along with seven other individuals, have been arrested in connection with the case and are under interrogation. They were earlier booked under the Electronic Transactions Act following a complaint of unlawful changes in tender information before the opening of financial bids. A visiting parliamentary delegation from Japan called on National Assembly Chairman Narayan Prasad Dahal at Singha Darbar yesterday. The delegation led by Yosuke Tsurugo, chair of the Japan-Nepal Parliamentary Friendship Group in Japan's House of Councillors, held discussions on bilateral relations, mutual interest and parliamentary cooperation. During the meeting, Chair Dahal described Japan as a key development partner of Nepal and highlighted continued cooperation and exchanges between the two countries. Delegation leader Shiro Ho said parliamentary cooperation would help further strengthen bilateral relations. He also noted that President Ramchandra Podil's recent visit to Japan had contributed to enhancing ties and expressed interest in facilitating a direct air link between Lumbini and Japan. Japanese Ambassador to Nepal Maita Toru was also present on the occasion. Ambassador of the Republic of Korea to Nepal Park Tae-yong and Acting U.S. Ambassador Charles D. Affairs to Nepal Scott Urban have paid courtesy calls on Minister for Communications and Information Technology Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha at latter's office yesterday. During the meetings, discussions were held on further strengthening bilateral cooperation, collaboration and coordination for the development of Nepal's digital transformation, information technology and telecommunications sectors. The Nepal Medical Council has simultaneously revoked the license of 17 doctors. Council Registrar Dr. Satish Kumar Dev noted that the council has scrapped the license of 17 doctors holding foreign citizenship. Such decision was taken confirming that these doctors acquired foreign nationalities in countries such as United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Portugal and Hong Kong. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has issued a directive not to nominate any government employees for foreign visits for next 3 months. Issuing a circular, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers directed all the ministries, commissions and agencies to make the arrangement. The Prime Minister's office has issued the order in the context when the 100-point governance reform approved as per the government's earlier decision is being emphatically implemented. Snow cover across the Hindu Kush Himalaya HKS has fallen to 27.8% below the long-term average, breaking last year's record low and marking the fourth consecutive year below normal snow persistence. As stated in the Snow Update Report 2026 released yesterday by the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ECMOD, The continued decline indicates a widespread loss of seasonal snow in the Himalayan region, threatening water security for nearly 2 billion people dependent on its major river systems. You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The White House says U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner are traveling to Pakistan for discussions linked to Iran as diplomatic efforts continue over the ongoing conflict and nuclear issue. According to the BBC, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said the U.S. is sending the envoys to hear the Iranians out and expressed hope for progress towards a possible agreement. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has also reached Islamabad for meetings with Pakistani officials. Iranian authorities said no direct meeting with U.S. representatives is planned and discussions will focus on bilateral and regional matters with Pakistan acting as a channel for communication. Iranian officials have accused the U.S. and its allies of pressure tactics while reiterating that Tehran remains open to negotiations but insists that blockades and threats are obstacles to meaningful talks. Both sides have indicated willingness to continue diplomatic engagement, although officials say the Pakistan meetings are still exploratory and there is no confirmation of direct U.S.-Iran negotiations at this stage. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions, while the weather will be partly cloudy in the Tarai region. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the hilly and Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Madhes provinces, including the Tarai belts of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Meanwhile, hot weather conditions are likely in the Tarai valleys and basins of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet announces long-term plan to identify and resettle genuine landless people, says relocation to be done in coordination, not by force. More than 30,000 Nepali citizens return home from West Asia following conflict in the region. CIB arrest 9 individuals, including former minister in Public Procurement Monitoring Office System. And U.S. envoys Witkoff and Kushner to visit Pakistan for Iran-related talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.